Chapter 8. The dead heat of a still summer night was rudely broken. Columns of grey rats armed to the fangs with all manner of weaponry flooded out of Castle Floret. Nagru was abroad with his horde, out to hunt down Serena, her son, and their otter allies. The Foxwolf and his captains led the army out across the valley floor, speeding their trot to a run as they raced up the wooded tor. Bringing up the rear with a cage, six rats with cross-hilted pikes pushed it from behind, while up front, sweaty with fear, Mingol and Vengro pulled on the towing ropes. The wheeled cage rattled forward, with the two rats tugging in panic, keeping the ropes taut to put as much distance as possible between themselves and the occupants of the close-barred prison cage. Thrusting his paws into the metal sheet wolf claws, Nagru threw back his head, baying a hunting call to the night sky. Like an icy wind, it chilled the blood of every horde rat. The Urgan Nagru, their master the Foxwolf, was out with his dirge callers to taste blood. Stumbling and clanking amid weapons and arms, the lead platoons crested the hill, grinding to a breathless, quivering halt at their captain's signals. Leaving the escape trail of Serena and the otters clear, they dispersed into the surrounding woodland. There they concealed themselves in many places, some even climbing up into trees, trembling with terror and exertion. Mingol and Vengro arrived at the cage. Nagru dismissed them with a growl, and they fled thankfully into the thickets with the others. The Foxwolf drew two scraps of cloth from his belt. One was a torn kerchief, which had belonged to Queen Serena. The other, a feeding bib of truffins. The barred cage door faced head-on to the path taken by the fugitives. Nagru dangled the pitiful rags against the cage door, chanting in a sing-song voice.
Ho, dirge callers, swift and sleek, you shall have your share. Fangs will rip and blood will leak. Scent your victims there.
He jumped back laughing as the bits of fabric were snatched inside the bars. The cage began reverberating, eerie scream-like growls mingled with the rake of scratching claws and grinding teeth. Shreds of ripped cloth flew from the madly buffeting pen. Fascinated and fearful, the horde rats peeked from their hiding places at the spectacle. The Urgan Nagru gave a throaty chuckle, enjoying the sight of his dirge callers working themselves into a blood frenzy as they took the scent of their quarry. The wolf hide swirled out, starlight pinpointing Nagru's metal claws. He called to his horde.